For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood. Few South Carolinians will soon forget the historic rains and flood of October 2015. A recent government report says climate change is leading to extreme weather events that are becoming more frequent, intense, widespread, or longer. According to USC geographer Kirsten Dow, the flood was a perfect illustration of the report's conclusions.
The amount of water that was in that 2015 storm came off a warming ocean. The ocean was warmer, there was more energy available, more moisture in the air to be dumped on us in those floods. And the same was true of Hurricane Irma. It benefited from warm offshore ocean temperatures, picked up a lot more moisture than it would have regularly.
Recent wildfires in Australia show the worldwide damage a changing climate is causing, said National Weather Service Science Officer Frank Alsheimer. The last year and a half has also demonstrated the variety of extremes that has buffeted South Carolina.
About 18 months ago, we had Hurricane Florence, which dropped a tremendous amount of rain over the northern part of the state, lots of flooding associated with that. Then we dried out a lot in the spring, and in fact, in May of last year, we had what we would call a flash drought, because it really dried everything out. Not only was it much hotter than normal, but it was also much drier.
USC climate meteorologist Carrie Mock said changes in weather patterns can be monitored over centuries, even before 20th century technologies made such studies easier. He named some techniques for gathering information going back hundreds of years.
There's older instrumental records that are not like official National Weather Service records. And in South Carolina, they go back to the early 19th century in the most part, although Charleston does have a few things back in the 1700s. And then there's diaries and all that where they recorded big events and ship logs. Like the British had ships in Charleston during that time, and they kept very detailed records of the hurricane and how high the storm surge was.
Droughts affect farmers most directly, as hurricanes affect more people along the coast. But Dow named one weather extreme that reaches everyone, regardless of occupation or location.
The heat's the obvious one. All over the world, we've seen the hottest decade on record. The southeast states have the highest rate of occupational deaths associated with heat. People are going to need more frequent breaks. They're going to need to start earlier. They're going to need to shift their work schedules because people are going to need to moderate their exposure to the heat.
So what can be done to mitigate these conditions? Dow said some coastal cities like Charleston have their own resilience officers to implement strategies to lessen the effects of increasing heat and storms.
Charleston has invested heavily in using the natural environment to take up floodwaters. Trees soak up an enormous amount of water, and using that strategically provides benefits. Other kinds of things they're doing, of course, down in Charleston are looking at raising the battery, and people are elevating their own homes. So it's a combination of public actions and private actions that we need.
Using records and ever-improving technologies, Alsheimer said there are predictions about these extreme conditions that can be made with some certainty.
We're fairly confident that you can expect more heat waves, the extreme cold to be less extreme, and rainfall will be more intense with certain storms, and drought is likely to be more frequent because we're likely to experience higher temperatures, which also leads to more evaporation.
Whether the number of hurricanes will increase is more difficult to forecast, said Alsheimer, but all the scientists agreed that warmer oceans will increase their intensity and flooding effects. The key to dealing with these changes, they said, is for cities to learn to become more resilient. This report also can be heard on SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood.